faithful to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is written in Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 7. Ask and shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. For what man is there among you, when his son shall ask him for a loaf, will give him a stone? For if he shall ask him for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want others to do for you, do so for them. For this is the law and the prophets. And this is the text. When I was about 5 years old, I got lost on a vacation in Provincetown, Massachusetts. I looked and looked for my parents, but I couldn't find them. They did the smart thing and they went to the police. They began to search for me. But suddenly I picked up the idea that if the police were to find me when I was lost, they would throw me in jail. Naturally, I didn't need that. So every time I saw an officer or a police car come by, I would duck into an alley or behind a trash can or parked car and try to avoid them. And I did a pretty good job because they didn't find me. Not realizing that I needed the police and that any one of them would have led me directly to my parents. But as it was, they had to find me late in the afternoon, somewhat frantic themselves. Spiritual need is the common denominator of all people. And it is to all people that Jesus says, ask, seek, and knock. And as we learn to ask, seek, and knock, we grow in God's spirit of faith. Christ begins by knowing that we need to be there. We would be foolish to go through all the sweat and tears of seminary if we thought that we could be effective pastors without it. But knowing that we need to be in God's spirit of faith is an obvious but very paradox, because we know that we are fully Christians by grace, and yet we still need to grow in what we are. Therefore, take stock of who you are, a saint but still a sinner. Jesus called his very disciples evil in this text, and they couldn't argue with him after sitting through the Sermon on the Mount. The term evil literally means sick, and in this text it means spiritually sick. That we along with Paul are priests and sinners is something that we often grasp theologically, but fail to grasp existentially. We fail to see that we are the ones who are in need of the great physician. A man who is a saint and a sinner is indeed a man in need. Jesus tells the disciples to ask, seek, and knock. And no one would do any of those things if they didn't have a need. A beggar asks, one who has lost something searching for it, one who's on the outside wanting in not. Now some may say that this only speaks to those who are outside of Christ. But in this text, Jesus is speaking directly to his disciples. Therefore, asking, seeking, and knocking portrays the way that we conduct ourselves in God's school of faith. For example, even though the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they prayed again for the Holy Spirit's empowering boldness after the making of journey. They had a desperate need, They were scared to death. And there was no naive notion that they had seriously arrived at Pentecost. If they had thought they had their lives all together, they never would have prayed to God's strength. Let's be honest and admit that many times we recognize our weaknesses, probably better than anyone else, especially if you've ever been through a battle with personality tests and come out feeling like you're not quite normal. But far more intimidating than psychological tests is God's law, which is like a rock that will not break. It leaves us feeling like spiritual invalids.